Here's a thought about Black Friday. We're fast approaching Black Friday. As a matter of fact, I don't think you'll probably listen to this until shortly after Black Friday is over. But Black Friday, you know, is that day when we're supposed to get all excited about discounts and deals. And I'm sure that when Black Friday arrives, my inbox and my email will be filled with advertisements from B&H Photo and Adorama and all the other places that sell camera gears telling me about the special deals and etc. And, you know, maybe this is just me. Maybe I shouldn't drone on about this, but I cannot imagine anything more boring to talk about in photography than equipment. This is like being all excited about architecture, but spending all your time talking about skill saws. I know we have to have the equipment. It's kind of fun. And, you know, there's a thrill that happens when a new piece of equipment shows up in the mail and you've got that new lens you get to play with or whatever. But, you know, in the cosmic scale of the art life, that equipment is just not very important. As a matter of fact, I have no idea what camera, for example, Paul Caponigro uses. But I love his work. Do I need to call up Caponigro and say, hey, you know, I want to appreciate your work to the maximum, and therefore I need to know what camera and lens you're using? No. So let's just all let's all take a deep breath on Black Friday, shall we? And not allow ourselves to get too carried away by the lure of gear acquisition syndrome, because it is, after all, only an element of fun and utility in our art life. But in terms of the actual meaningful parts of what we're attempting to do, it's worth keeping it in perspective. I wish people would get as excited, for example, about Book Friday or Original Print Friday or something like that, rather than, oh, here's discounts on lenses.